We're now joined by the head coach of the Princeton Lady Tigers, Bill Gooden. Princeton got back in the win column after a couple of disappointing losses last week at the Albany tournament. Yeah, I was talking with Coach, and it doesn't sound like the most exciting win ever, but a win's a win. They held North Harrison to 17 points on a Tuesday night in a 28-17 win. Got Mercer coming to Princeton on Friday. We hope to make an official announcement that we'll have KTTN there, but at this time, mid-morning, we're efforting to get somebody there. I was telling Coach I'm going to be in Chillicothe. It is one of those nights, Coach, tomorrow night that I'd kind of like to have two of me. Have one up in Princeton and one up in Chillicothe. Got a pretty good rivalry game tomorrow night.
Yeah, the Trenton-Chillicothe game, that would that's a pretty good rivalry, too, as long as with the Princeton and Mercer game. But, yeah, you got a couple of pretty big rivalry games coming up tomorrow night.
Yep, we're just efforting to find some manpower. So if we can find some manpower, get it to Princeton, then we'll go with that. You were telling me off the air here, and I think the score would indicate it, that it wasn't the most exciting game ever for people that like offense on Tuesday, but a win's a win.
Well, that's true. We started the game off in good hands. We shot the ball well the first quarter and jumped out to a good lead, and it's very fortunate for us that we did, because we spit and sputtered the rest of the night. Second half, we just couldn't find the basket. We were getting shots, but we couldn't get anything to fall. And, to go into a game and to win a game shooting under 30%, you've got to do something right. And we did play pretty good defense and only held them to 17 points. And you like to have your defense show up every night, and our defense did, because our offense definitely wasn't there on Tuesday night against North Harrison.
And I was there last week for the loss that you had to Worth County by a point, and it sounds like there were similarities in the way that you lost to Jefferson as well, with a late-game win for Jefferson. What were the similarities with the way that the girls maybe had some good ups and then some not-so-good play in those two losses last week, Coach?
In both those contests, we had 12-point leads in the first half, and then the third quarter is where we come out and we've spit and sputtered there also, and allowed Jefferson to come back in the game, and then the score was tied there, and we was going for an overtime to win or go into overtime there, and we had the ball with 19 seconds, and we got it down to like 6 seconds, I believe, and we just turned the ball over, and they got a steal and hit a layup at the buzzer to beat us. So once again, that's back-to-back nights with a 1-point loss to Worth County and a 2-point loss to Jefferson, and those really hurt us emotionally and kind of drained you a little bit, because I felt like we played pretty decent through most of the game. But the second half is where we've kind of need to turn it up a little bit.
It feels like, too, in kind of looking at the way that you've played and the scores that you've had, is when you're playing well, either Peyton or Jalen will kind of go on a run of maybe 10 points in a quarter, get you a lead. And then, they might disappear for a couple of quarters, and then they come back and you kind of get offense going. When you look at the way your offense kind of works, Coach, and obviously, with Peyton Gooden and Jalen Thomas, they can put the ball in the hoop. How important is it for you to develop that third or fourth option for your team offensively?
Well, right now, I think we're getting very quality play out of our other girls also and our bench. We're going about 8 or 9 girls deep, and we're getting some scoring in some of those games and some very good defense and ball movement. One area we've improved in and we've really concentrated on this year is our turnover ratio. And Tuesday night, even though it was a kind of a slow pace game, we only had, I believe, 10 turnovers in a game, and that's really good. So it's just our overall chemistry, I think, is a lot better. We just got to get a little more confidence and relax a little bit on the offensive side.
We were talking a little bit last Thursday, too, about how you're a little bit more intense on the sideline than your predecessor, Coach Hall, and maybe that's a little bit of an adjustment for the girls. Do you feel like intensity you have, has that been something that they've adjusted to well?
Well, I think so. I think we're starting to get a better understanding for each other, and I stress the defensive side of things and not turn the ball over and being a little more patient on offense and take the break when it's there. And we're doing some full court pressing, and we need to get after it a little bit more in that area. And we're working on it. And as I've said all along, I think we have the potential to be a pretty good ball club, and I think we're getting there. Like I tell the girls, we are a work in progress, and we just have to try to improve each game and work on certain facets of our game.
Well, here's the exciting thing if you're a Princeton fan, and we're going to have certainly the Tuesday game when Trenton's up in town. We'll have that on KTTN, and we're hopeful to have the Mercer game on KTTN on Friday night. Yeah, Mercer, Trenton's better than Mercer. I think anybody who looks at those two teams would say that. But Mercer is much improved this year. Certainly that's a rivalry game. And, you know, Trenton coming in is exciting for you guys on Tuesday. There's a couple of really good opponents coming into your barn the next four or five nights.
That's true. Mercer, I didn't know they played Hamilton. They lost to Hamilton by 8 points. And then the other night, I think they had a big win against Green City, who I think is, well, I understand, is a pretty good ball club. And they came back from a big deficit to get that win. And they can shoot the perimeter shot pretty good. They got some height, you know, which we don't have a lot of height. And so we're just going to, we know we're going to have to play awfully well Friday night to beat a Mercer team that is much improved over last year.
Yeah, what kind of has me excited about the girls' matchup, too, is that for 8 years running, we know what Mercer had. They had those two runs of classes ended a couple of years ago, and it was tough for Princeton to beat Mercer during that run. Last year, it kind of flipped back to Princeton's side, and this feels like for maybe, you know, over the last 9, 10, 11 years, I think it's one of the more even matchups between Princeton and Mercer coming up Friday.
Yeah, it might be. Then again, we're just going to have to come out and take care of ourselves, and we're not going to be able to shoot under 20 or under 30%. We're going to have to offensively be able to score, and defensively we're going to have to stay with our assignments and understand what we're doing and work together. And if we do, I think, you know, we'll be happy with the outcome.
What's the biggest challenge in your mind, Coach? I know there's a lot of them. What's the biggest challenge with trying to play with Trenton on Tuesday?
Take care of the ball, on offense. When you turn the ball over 30, 40 times, you're just giving an opponent that's got a lot of firepower that many more opportunities to score. And, I think that's one of my big goals this year, is just be able to take care of the ball and to keep the easy baskets for your opponents down to a minimum. And, Trenton, I saw them play a couple times last year. I reffed them one game. I know they've got everybody back, and, you know, they're fully loaded, and they're actually a state contender as far as the Final Four looks like at this time. And, you know, to play somebody like that, you just have to work on the things that you need to work on and try to find those little victories during the game that you can kind of rest your hat on a little bit.
And there's a pretty good storyline, because I talked with Coach Hall about this the last couple of years, that if Princeton's going to make that move in the GRC, Trenton's one thing, but I think trying to get that head-to-head victory against Gallatin is important for Princeton, and you get that chance next Friday. We're going to have those games on KTTN from Gallatin next Friday. I think it's a huge opportunity for your team coming up on the 14th.
Well, I think every game is very important to us, you know, and especially when we get in the conference play. That's always been my stress, and I know, a lot of people in the area stress the rivalry between Princeton and Mercer. But in my mind, the conference is where I really put my emphasis on trying to win and have as good a showing in the conference as you possibly can, because that's where you can kind of rest your laurels a little bit more on. And, the Trenton game on Tuesday and the Gallatin game on Friday, we didn't have any conference games till after Christmas, and I kind of enjoyed that. It gave you a Christmas to kind of get everything going. Then you started your conference play after Christmas, but we're jumping into the conference, really early in the year. I think we've got Milan before Christmas also. Mm-hmm. So, we got some big games coming up.
Yeah, and those are three of the top teams in the conference too. So Princeton jumping right into the fire. Trenton at home on the 11th, and at Gallatin on the 14th. Go to Milan on the 18th. Coach, we'll talk to you again next week. Best of luck in the game against Mercer on Friday night.
Thank you very much, Tom.